If you out there right now and say you a solo entrepreneur, you the one doing invoices, you the one sending out the emails, you are everything. That's cool. But there's going to come a point in time where you're probably doing 20K a month or so consistently, and you or the business is going to break soon enough because you can only do so much and you're only designed by God to do so much. What's up, everybody? I want to welcome you back to another episode of the Believers in Business podcast. Of course, I'm your host, Brian Adamson. And listen, shout out to everybody tuning in to the pod. Why? Because everybody tuning in to this pod specifically want to live a level 10 life. That's the whole essence of why we started the pod, is to help people live a level 10 life, to excel in not only business, but in their finances, in their personal life, in their family life, in their fitness, in all of their relationships, their health and wellness. All those things are important to have what I call holistic success. And so shout out to everybody tuning in. Today we got a topic that I think is never talked about, honestly. It's never talked about. The adverse of it is always talked about. And that is that we always talk about how we need to fail our way to success. Like, everybody's aware of that. Go out and talk to 1,000 people, get 100 no's, or get 1,000 no's, you get 100 yeses. Go out and fail your way forward. We always talking about how we need to fail as a prerequisite to success. And I'm somewhere in the middle on that. I don't want to talk to 1,000 people to get 100 yeses. I want to talk to 100 people and I want to get 70, 80 yeses. You know what I mean? And I know for some, it's kind of like, is that possible? Yeah, absolutely it is. If you take the timeshare approach to life and business, which is that metric of I'm going to talk to 1,000 people today and I'm going to close 100. That's cool in that context and that setting. But what happens when you know the script so well that you can remove yourself? You're no longer handcuffed to it. You allow the script to be a handrail, not a handcuff. So the script makes sure that I hit certain bullet points that are pertinent to my potential client and that I need to communicate to them throughout the process. But what if I wasn't married to that, though? What if I could actually treat people like people and take my time to get to understand what is truly important to them? Now, yeah, obviously, if they're sitting across from me at a time. And by the way, if you sell timeshare, love you. But most don't do it well. And those are the ones that I'm talking to right now, where you assume just because they're sitting across from you that they want to buy this thing that's behind you when they really got summons and or tricked to even come to the thing to begin with. And most of them are doing it out of obligation, not out of desire. And yet you're going to cram this thing down their throat. And then you're going to bring in the special person that can only do the special offer. And then there's one more person after that. Like, we've been there, done that, got the trophy. My point in saying that, though, is if you really stop looking at it from overproduced numbers game and looked at it as a people's game, like, speak to the elephant in the room. That's one of the biggest problems that I believe that we have as business. And I promise y'all, I'm going to get to the point that I'm making, but this is very important. I'm glad it's going there. Hey, real quick, are you operating at a level 10 in your life? Do you want to? I'm talking about a level 10 in your finances, a level 10 in your health and wellness, a level 10 in your marriage and your family life, like excelling in every single area that's important for you personally and as a business owner. Because if you anything like me, you probably figured out unless you have every single important area of your life firing on all cylinders, you still don't have success. Like, I've been rich and miserable. I've had seasons where my health was compromised, which made the money not so important all of a sudden. I had a season where my marriage was challenged, that the money ain't so important all of a sudden. But here's what I figured out, though. There is a world that exists that you can have your faith, your fitness, your finance, your freedom, and your family life firing on all cylinders. And if you don't want to be like the status quo and live a life at a level 3 and be mediocre, then I got just the place for you. It's called Believers in Business. It's a phenomenal community with like-minded individuals who all seek a level 10 life. And in there, you're going to get the tools, the resources to be able to excel in every one of those aspects of your life and in your business, as well as get business coaching to help you to continue to persist and grow your business so that you can have not only the financial success as a 6- and 7-figure entrepreneur, but that you can have holistic success. If that's you, click the link. I promise I'm out your way. Get back to the episode. As a society, we will function much better in the marketplace if we just serve people where they are and stop trying to avoid where they are for the sake of where you want to go. Stop trying to avoid where people are for the sake of where you want to go or where you want to take them, even worse. And if we do that and we actually took the time to acknowledge the fact, hey, so you know what? I know you're here at this event today, but why are you? And let them talk. To some, they're going to be like, because we were forced to come here or we were going to lose our deposit on the hotel or whatever the arrangement was, right? For others, they may be like, well, honestly, we already own 40s in other places and we just like going on these presentations to see. Others of them may say we came because of what they were going to promise us. business. Like, why not understand that? Why? Because you're trying to diffuse the situation before it gets out of control, or you think you're diffusing the situation before it gets out of control by not speaking to the obvious, because you don't want the feedback as to why they're there to be negative. Then you're a poor salesperson if you can't take that and handle that objection and still get them to where whatever is in their best interest, right? That's a whole masterclass for another day. I digress. The point in that is that I just don't believe that you have to fail 10 times as much as you succeed. I do think that failure in a lot of ways is a prerequisite to success, but not for the reasons of I'm just going to go out here and just go randomly talk to a bunch of people. Like when I hear people say that, I'm like, that's ignorant. That's to me, that's a poor use of time. If I can spend more time, as scripture tells us, sharpening my axe, then I'm going to be a lot more effective when I cut. It's no point in me haphazardly just going out there and butchering a lot of conversations and engagements for the sake of saying I talked to 10 people today and I got 10 no's. Congratulations. Like all these dumb self-help books tell you, and a lot of how do these stupid mentors tell you. Just go out there and talk to 10 people, get 10 no's today, you won. Like, you didn't win, right? Like, why not let that serve as data to understand why did 10 of them say no? What could I have done differently to get 3 or 4 of them to say yes? That's being responsible. That's sharpening your axe. That's being productive in the marketplace. Okay, let me get back before I go far left, as y'all can see where I'm going already. So we talk a lot about failing your way to success, but we hardly ever talk about success causing failure. We talk about failure causing success, but we don't talk about success causing failure. So I want to talk to y'all about 3 ways that your success will cause you to fail. The first one is this: believing that you're better than you actually are. So when I was our first year, I got so many examples of this, but the one that comes back quick is because we just did last week, my business partner David and I, we hosted a challenge, a buy back your time challenge for coaches, consultants, freelancers, to show them how to go from making, in some cases, 6 figures in a year to 6 figures in a month and even 6 figures in a day. And I know that probably sounds crazy, but you should probably attend one if that sounds crazy, because we'll show you how uncrazy that is. Okay. But in that, I was just, you know, sharing a lot of the triumphs and the challenges and all the rest of it, because it's important, right? We talk a lot about the wins, but we need to talk about what were our stumbling blocks on our way to the wins, and what were some of those things even at the wins that caused us to regress from it. And so I was thinking back to our first $1 million year in our coaching business, which was 2018, 2019. And it's funny now, right? Because the signs were there. But again, one of the biggest problems is believing that you're better than you are. So I remember people on the peripheral, right? I would call them like not directly involved, but they were mentors or consultants of mine who were close enough to see, for those that had an eye to understand and see. And they would ask me stuff like, first of all, they would acknowledge how crazy it was, these numbers that we were doing, right? We were having, you know, 150, 200. And the reason I didn't have an answer for it, their question or their implied question, was because I really didn't know. Now, mind you, my response to that observation of it being sustainable is, well, we just made $140,000 last month. We're making almost $200,000 this month. We're going to make another, right? So based on my empirical data, I'm like, although I can't define how this is happening and it's happening frequently. Okay. But again, they say that a fool and his money shall soon depart, right? So, I mean, my lack of understanding as to how we were getting there was a bigger problem than I understood. Because when the money coming in, you kind of like, and it's coming in consistently, right? We had back-to-back $1 million-plus years. So it's kind of hard to say what I'm doing ain't working. What they were trying to imply is that there's just some basic fundamentals and principles to this thing called lead generation and marketing, that if you ain't measuring what's coming in, although you're measuring what's going out, eventually there won't be anything to measure going out because you're not measuring what's coming in. It's just a principle in business, right? You have to be able to measure your marketing. You have to understand what your lead sources, you have to understand what your lead generation mechanisms. You have to understand how many leads you are generating. You're not generating enough leads. Eventually, you're going to do what's called sell through your own book, right? Which means that the people that are warm or hot leads that are closest to you, you're going to sell through them. And then you're going to end up in a situation where you got to get some new clients. You got to get some new leads. So anyway, that taught me an invaluable lesson. Because by the way, 1.6, 1.1, 700 thought, we were losing 30% year over year due to this thing that they were talking about not being sustainable. Wasn't that the offer wasn't great? It had nothing to do with any of that. It had everything to do with the fact that we weren't generating enough leads. So I don't care how great your offer is, lead generation has to be paramount in any business situation. But that's a prime example, after making millions of dollars, that actually led, that success led to failure. But we don't talk about that, though. We talk about failure leading to success, but we don't talk about the fact that when you get to success, it leads to failure, which leads me to my second point. The second thing that'll happen after you start having a lot of success is that you will break your business. Now, that's a good problem to have, but it's a problem nonetheless. And if you don't know how to fix the problem and bring the resources in to fix the problem, then your business is going to suffer, stifle, if not stop, be in result of it. So what do I mean? If you out there right now and say you a solo entrepreneur, you provide some type of product or service, the orders come in, you the one doing invoices, you the one sending out the emails, you the one doing customer service, you the one shipping the product, you are everything. You the one making the content for it, you the one dealing with everything. That's cool. And if you can grow that to multiple six figure, you killing it. But there's going to come a point in time where you're probably doing 20K a month or so consistently, and you or the business is going to break soon enough, because you can only do so much and you're only designed by God to do so much. And so when you break the business, you then got to go hire a team. You got to get you an admin, and you got to get maybe some people to help with marketing and some people to help with the fulfillment center. Whether that be VAs or what have you, you're going to have to hire some people. You guys hire some help so that you can delegate, because delegation is automation. You got to get some systems. You got to get some client management systems, some CMS, right? Like a ActiveCampaign or Go High Level, some type of mechanism to allow you to keep all of your leads, your marketing, your flows in one place, right? For efficiency. You're also going to have to develop standard operating procedures, right? You got to develop some SOPs, because these people coming in need to know what to do. And although you had it all in your head at one point, they can't run the business out of your head. So at some point, you're going to have to be able to put these things down on paper in a synchronized and chronological order and fashion, so that not just you can do it, but anybody that came in will sit down and know how to do it. That's success that caused failure, though. Why? Because when this happens, guess what? When you introduce new people to the business, one, your cost just went up. So you're going to probably make, not probably, you will make less money. Because before, you were just paying you. And as a solopreneur, probably weren't paying you. You were probably using your business as a piggy bank until eventually, hopefully, you put yourself on payroll at some point. But most don't forever. But now that you got these 1099 contractors and or employees, all of that's going to change. Well, you're paying them. And so your profit margins are going to shift. In lieu of that, you're going to make less money. But not only that, you're going to also have a lot more mistakes, because you're teaching new people to do what you've been doing the entire time. You tracking? So that level of success is going to cause a failure and a breakdown in your business. Number three, success in business causes failures in other areas of your life. Again, that's why I love everybody who tunes into this podcast, because I know, due to the nature of it, you're very big on living a level 10 life. I once heard the CEO of the Dallas Mavs, and her name escapes me, so forgive me, but she was talking about at a conference. I was at TD Jakes conference years ago in Charlotte, and she was talking about how there's really no such thing as balance as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, right? It's more of a rhythm than it is a balance. And to use her vernacular, it's more of managing a stock portfolio. So you got different allocations. You got your business, you got your health, you got your finances, you got your family, you got your spouse, you got your friends, you got your recreation, you got all these various groups within this pie chart. And no different than any other type of investments, you will reallocate and shift the investments based on what's going on in the economy. So your life is in an economy. And depending on what's going on in your life, there may be seasons where you got to lean into your spouse more, so that slither that they had before opens up. There's going to be other times where the kids are going to need more of your attention, right? So they're going to need more allocation. There's going to be other times where you're growing that business and you're trying to double your business, and you're going to have to give more to the business, and everybody and everything else around it has to understand it. Well, that all sounds great, and I'm sure it make perfect sense and give you a good word picture as I explain it, but that's after I explain it. In reality, how many of us are consciously aware of that when we're doing this thing called business? So what happens is, while we're growing our business and we're becoming more successful, we're failing in every other area of our life. We gain 20, 30 pounds because we can't make time to go to the gym, because from the time we wake up to the time we go to sleep, all we're doing is working. We're missing more stuff than we missed in maybe even corporate America from our children's lives if we're not careful. And we could justify it because now it's our business, as opposed to before we were missing it because of demand. We ain't got as much time for our spouses. We're not fully present when we do give them time, which, by the way, major hack, right? Been married 17 years. If you know that the time that y'all spend is limited based on the season of your life, the thing that you can do to pay you most dividends in that time that y'all spend together is be fully present. Actually, be fully present. Stay off your phone. I know it's hard to do. Maybe put it in another room if you can. Don't listen just to be listening. Don't listen just to respond. Actively listen. Absorb what he or she is saying. Give them thoughtfulness in your responses, and be fully present during the time that you're there. Because I'm telling you right now, if you treat it as a check in the box and as I did it for the day, you didn't do it. If you wasn't fully present, you didn't do it, just so you know. And I'm sure they'll let you know that at some point too. But that's what happens. Everybody is getting a piece of us. Everybody's getting a piece of us at best. And so we got to make sure that we're fully present for our health. We're fully present for, it's great to make the money, but then are we consulting with financial managers and things of that nature to make sure that we're planning for the long term correctly? Yeah, we'll meet with CPAs, but do we meet with our long-term planner? You know, are we making sure that we create margin to take care of our health? Because all this money with a compromised health don't get you nowhere. Are we missing out of those things that we love most that we say we're doing all this to leave them? When by the time you're gone, they don't want nothing to do with it because all they got is a negative association with it. Are we finding ourselves at happy hour more to anesthetize the fact that we didn't thought we built this business, but we built a cage that we can't even figure out how to get out of ourselves? So that's why we have our Believers in Business community, right? For everybody that's seeking to have a level 10 life and not get pigeonholed by this thing we call business that is supposed to be the biggest blessing that could become the biggest burden if we're not careful. And so to put a bow on this conversation, man, we have to understand that the way that God set the world up is duality to everything. No piece of bread is one-sided. No piece of paper is one-sided. There's no love in a relationship without some things that you hate about the individual. Everything has duality. Business be no different. And not only business be no different, but if failure causes success, then you better believe that success also causes failure. It's not anything that we can avoid, but the more that we are aware, then the more that we can fix. I hope this was helpful. Share this with a friend, a loved one. And until next time, man, y'all stick to the mission.